everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Fulfillment in Faith. I am your host, Shannon Bondor, and I am a best-selling author, mentor, mindset and manifesting coach, and public speaker. Today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to silence. And during those times is when I learned so many things about myself and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, my addiction, and to speak my truth. From those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, we teach, and then we help others. Today, my guest is Brooke Pashier. Welcome, Brooke. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you, Shannon?
I'm doing absolutely amazing. So I would like you to tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and then you can just go right into your story and let everybody know your moment of stillness. And yeah, just go right ahead, my dear.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. Well, I have to say the name Brooke Pashier sounds... you know, I don't know what it sounds like, but I'll tell you, I love it. I love hearing Brooke Pashier. I was just recently married, and my husband is someone that I didn't always feel like maybe I was worthy of at the time. And, you know, I have to say that I'm finally at a time in my life where I am not only so incredibly grateful for everything that I have, I couldn't be more excited for where it's going. And, you know, I just really feel like my purpose is to empower other people to feel the same way I do right now. And I just feel like the better it gets, the better it gets. I'm so grateful. I come from a really lovely, beautiful family, one of four kids, and for some reason, I do not know where this was instilled in me, I somehow self-sabotaged everything that I did, starting from a very young age, and told myself I was not smart, that I was stupid. And I think that's why I'm so grateful today, for knowing that having my head in the clouds is an absolute superpower of mine and makes me different and the dreamer. And, you know, it's really kind of funny how we can take what we feel are our weaknesses and create them into our superpowers. So I'm just really grateful that I was able to do that. I was, you know, my story is I don't have like a rags to riches story or a horrible childhood. I, you know, grew up in a very loving home, but for some reason, the voice in my head was just really nasty. It was really, really nasty. And in return, the world treated me that way. I sabotaged pretty much any opportunity I was given. I was voted class airhead. Not only in eighth grade, but also my senior year, to just continue to validate my thoughts about myself and not feel smart. And then I said, okay, I'm not smart. I don't know what I'm going to do. And somehow, one way or another, I ended up going to college and graduating. However, I had a one-year-old son at my college graduation. So another way I think of me unknowingly self-sabotaging, thinking I would never graduate from college, and then actually having him and having him be my reason why I needed to. So I had a one-year-old child at my graduation, and then my absolute beautiful daughter was born 2 years later. And I raised my children financially and physically without their father. And with that, carried a lot of shame for having two kids out of wedlock. And then I carried shame for carrying shame, because my greatest joy, my truest loves, my absolute things I'm most proud of, I carried shame of me being a single mom. With that said, though, my mom was so involved co-parent, both my parents stepped in, helped me co-parent my mom. I'm going to talk about my mom because she is a big part of the story, but my father was just as incredible. My mom was my co-parent. My mom was somebody that I actually worked with. I went into real estate. She was in title. And she was my best friend. She was my person. She was my everything. And I remember going into the real estate office. And I, mind you, I was not only a single mom, but it was not uncommon for me to come home and have a big orange sticker on my door that the lights were off or the water was off, or I could not pay my bills. So she really made sure that financially, the kids and I did not hit rock bottom as well. So I'd go into the office, and a few minutes later, she'd come follow me and would say, "Do you have enough to eat today? Do you have enough money? Is everything okay?" Because in real estate, you're 100% commission. And so I was also running my real estate business with the self-worth that was behind it, which was not much. So I wasn't closing deals at the beginning. And she was my entire world. And so every time I would leave and I would go to a listing appointment or a buyer agency, and she would say, "You got this, you can do this. Like, you have everything it takes." And she was my biggest cheerleader. And so 8 years ago, she passed away in a car accident, and my entire world was turned upside down. I mean, completely turned upside down. My co-parent was gone. My best friend was gone. A co-worker was gone. I had to not only learn how to be there for my children through this huge loss that they just experienced, I had to learn how to figure out every area of my life. And so it was about 8-9 months later that I started getting back into working and really getting into thinking, okay, the fog has lifted. I can get through this. I can do this. And I would walk by her window and she wasn't there to say, "You can do this. You got this. Like, you can do anything." And I think the real turning point for me was I used to have conversations with her in the car on the way to all my appointments. And sometimes even like when it was just my kids and I, and I would be like, "Okay, mom, like, this is what I'm dealing with now. All right, mom, this is what I'm going to." And I had to become her voice. I had to be the one to say, "Brooke, you can do this. Brooke, you're going to land this appointment. Brooke, they're going to want to hire you. Of course you can pay your bills. Of course your kids are going to be well taken care of. Of course you're okay." And I just continually started repeating this dialogue, and my self-worth started to change. I realized we really don't know. With how quickly she passed, I really realized, like, I'm going to make every day count. I'm going to make every day count. And so I really had to start speaking to myself differently and telling myself a different story. And so I got into, you know, I was in real estate coaching. And, you know, we say real estate coaching, but really what it was for me was just finding my own self-worth, finding my own voice. You know, you can say, "Do this, do this, do this, do this." But if we don't know why we want to do it, what the purpose of it is, if we can't dream and see a better version of ourselves or for our lives, like, we just wake up and do the same thing over and over. If I tell myself I'm broke, what does it matter? I'm going to perform as if I'm broken. What does it matter? If I tell myself I'm broken, it's going to be the same type of thing. And so when my story started to change in here, it really started to change in my outer world. And, you know, one time I had a coach, I said to a coach, "Oh gosh, you know, I'm a single mom and I'm just not really sure about this." And she said, "Why do you keep telling yourself that same story over and over? Why do you keep telling yourself a story that no longer serves you? It's time to change the story." And so I did. I rewrote the story. And I'm so grateful for coaches. I'm so grateful for people who see more in me than I did at the time. And now I'm just on a mission to do that same thing for as many people as possible. And, you know, both my kids are in college now, and, I had a dream of having a real estate team one day. Did that, realized, okay, I think I built this real estate team, and I think that real estate has been my vehicle to really help a lot of people in a lot of ways. And I ended up over like the shutdown with COVID, ended up writing a book and publishing it. It's actually called Uncaged, and it's Break Free by Changing Your Inner Story. And that is exactly what happened. I became uncaged by literally changing the story I was telling myself on the inside. And so I wrote the book, and then I said, okay, I want to reach more people, and ended up leaving the brokerage I was at. I went to another brokerage, and very quickly, with 3 years there, I've coached hundreds of agents. I've seen them, you know, from where they are to where they want to go and help them get there. And it's just amazing, because I can tell agents all the time, these are the activities, this is how we build a business. But in reality, we all know what to do. It's just really what they're telling themselves on the inside. So the conversations are really uncovering the story that they're telling themselves and creating a new one. So that is, I think that is the short version of what I do and who I am. And, you know, I said it was past year, and I said, oh gosh, I just love hearing that, because there's a really funny story with him too. One of the areas of my life was really challenged with personal relationships, with love. And I thought, gosh, if I can change my story on all this, and of course it goes with all the self-growth and all the coaches and all the things, that this doesn't happen overnight. It's a complete, you know, process. But I realized, I go, I'm not loving my love life. If I'm not loving the people I'm attracting, what in the world is going on? And I really had to uncover a lot with that. And I realized I am carrying shame over something I don't need to carry shame over. My kids are incredible. I'm a badass woman who's a badass business owner who makes things happen. And why in the world would I ever think that I am not worthy of attracting a man who not only treats me that way, but is the same as well, who doesn't carry shame, who loves himself, who doesn't need me, but really wants me, who is an incredible person in all areas, and someone that I can really, really just love and not try to fix. And, I thought, okay, I'm going to do this. I've been able to do this in so many other areas of my life. I'm going to do this. And I wrote down everything that I wanted, and I felt it. And the beautiful thing was, is I became it. And when I became it, it no longer mattered to me whether or not he came into my life. I was like, it's okay. And I kid you not, when that happened, a month later, we went on our first date. And when we really knew our series, I read him everything I wrote down, and he was like, oh my gosh, I said, it's you, it's you. And I said, I cannot believe this, but I can believe this, because this has happened in every area of my life. And I said, you know, the thing I realized is the things that I was so emotionally attached to and gripping onto and wanted big outcomes of were the one things that weren't showing up in my life. And so I just realized I have to be happy and grateful for where I'm at now. I have to love what I'm doing now. I have to be the person I desire and not just hope and wish for outside circumstances to change without me changing. And so it is completely my life mission to just show everyone else in this world how to do that.
I do have a question for you. When was it that you had that pivotal moment where when you realized that, why do I have all this shame? Because you have to have that self-awareness of that particular feeling or whatever it is.
I have to tell you, it hit me like a ton of bricks.
Because a lot of people don't realize that.
I realized it by being in coaching groups. And it was actually in the very beginning. I don't even think so. For the audience that doesn't know, I'm enrolled in Modern Mentor with Kathleen. We have the same mentor, and she's absolutely incredible. And in one of her interviews, she was speaking to a woman, and these interviews that she does and how their worlds have changed are very, very powerful. And I couldn't tell you her name. I could not tell you even what the name of the program was. I was listening, and she was doing an interview, and one of the women had said, "I'm carrying shame over something that had happened in my past." And I just went, whoa, like I'm carrying shame. This is like way before I even enrolled in Modern Mentor. I mean, like, I've been following Kathleen for a very long time. And I mean, it hit me, and it hit me hard. And I immediately got out my journal, and I immediately started digging up what is going on. And I realized I'm not only carrying shame of this, I am hiding the shame. I would not speak of it. I would not think about it. I would not let myself feel it. Because I was so concentrated on be positive, just love those kids, and don't address the emotion behind the emotion. Mm-hmm. I had to address the emotion behind the emotion to figure out what was really going on. And the thing is like, I never had to carry that. I never had to tell myself that story. One of the things I absolutely love that I've recently learned, and I learned it from Kathleen, is I question everything now.
Oh, yeah.
And I question it with, like, says who? Mm-hmm. And I literally am telling you, that is the most freeing question I ask myself on everything now. Says who?
I love
it. Learned to listen to the inner voice. This noise out here doesn't matter.
Who do I think I am?
Yeah.
That's the best one. Who do I think I am? Well, I am this. That's all that matters.
And no other explanation.
I am. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I love. The reason I had to ask you that is because I had my pivotal moment of when these feelings were brought forth, because a lot of times we don't even know what these feelings are that we have.
Oh.
Right? And mine was, I was such a victim, right? From my past being brought up and stuff like that. But there did come a point, and so I had learned this in treatment. And I really had to look at myself, and there comes a point in time where you have to take responsibility and ownership, and you need to release and let go. Because if you don't, you can't continue on. So I was in this victimhood of, oh my God, feeling sorry for myself. And like, it was literally destroying me.
Yes.
And so that's self-awareness. And then once there was that self-awareness, it was like, okay, from that I can build on.
100%.
Why do I feel this? Because we're responsible for our own lives. You get to a point in your life where you got to start taking charge. It's as simple as that. Yeah. And I needed to take charge and not let others control me by these belief systems that I had been brought up in. You know, I was told that I was ugly. I was told that I was dumb. I was told that I was stupid, you know, that I was never going to amount to anything. And I believed that, but it was destroying me. So you know what, Shannon, get your shit together. And do you want to continue believing that shit? Or do you want to start implementing new belief systems into your life? And that's what it boils down to.
Yeah,
pretty much
100%.
You can let others control you, or you control yourself.
Simple.
Absolutely. And it's the victim or victor questions that you ask yourself. Yeah. It's so funny you said victim, because that is actually like exactly what I wrote in my book. And after each chapter, I say, here's the victim question I was asking myself, and that was keeping me there. And I said, what's the victor question, right? How do I become a victor through this question? And what I've learned now is I can tell myself the old story repeatedly, 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 which keeps me victim. Or I can decide what I want and I can start telling a story from there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, I just turned 45. I'm going that way.
Yeah.
I'm going that way. This old story, the old victim questions, the old way of thinking, it didn't serve me. I needed it. I needed it. I'm grateful for it. Because now I can help a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I can help a lot of people who are doing the same thing. And I think so many people are, and they don't even realize. But then they go, you know, one of the things I say in my coaching all the time is people will go, they'll wake up at 30, 40, 50, 60, and they'll go, oh, I'm just nowhere near where I thought I would be in life. Well, where'd you think you would be? Oh, I don't know. I just didn't think I'd be here.
Well, you don't have a plan.
You know where you were going. You didn't think you'd be here, but you're just going to complain about where you are, and you're going to use all of the reasons that you're there, and you're going to defend all of those reasons. And so you're going to stay rather than say, okay, and done with being a victim, done living the old story. Where do I want to go? And I'm going to start living from that. And it's just, it's a totally different way of thinking.
And people do not like to be told, quit feeling sorry for yourself, because people love feeling sorry for themselves. They love getting the attention when they're in that state. And it's not serving you in any way. It is holding you back in so many areas of your life.
It so is.
I know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. The beautiful thing about what you just said, though, is you're going to get attention from, if you want to be a victim and you want to tell the story over and over, you will get attention from other victims. And your conversations will be about how shitty your life is, and about who did you wrong, and you will be angry, and you will live in gossip, and you will live in that situation for the rest of your life. I know. I did it many times.
It gets shittier and shittier.
Yeah. And I have had very good reason to be very angry with some things that have been done in my life. And I thought, nope, you have to let that go. You have got to let that go. And so but the beautiful thing about what you said is you get the attention doing that. You get the attention by doing that over here too.
Yeah.
Who do you want attention from? Who do you want to be around? Because you will be around the people and attract the people of who you are, of who you are. So if you want to be a victim, you will, that's where I come from. Like where I say about like my love life and all the things, I attract who I am. And so no longer am I victim. No longer am I willing to fix anything, right? Nothing needs to be fixed because nothing's really broken. We just evolve. We become better.
Brooke, I have to share my quote of the day. Because you know, I put quotes of the day on my Facebook page every single morning.
Yes.
So this is perfect because this is mine today. Stay away from still people. Still broke. Still complaining, still hating, and still nowhere. Right?
Yes, because what do they just continue to get the same thing over? And I don't say that with judgment. I say that with love because I had to go back and heal the girl that did that. I had to go back and say, you know what? You did the best that you could for the time that you were there, but we're going to let that go now. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't serve you anymore. New story. So, you know, one of the things I heard today, I love that you said your quote, because we were in a coaching session today and this quote was said, it said, if you want the best the world has to offer, offer the world your best.
Mm-hmm.
So is that story is, you know, is playing victim or being victim or not, is that your best? No. No, it's the past. You know, another thing that I love, like, another thing I ask and I teach a lot too, is I say, you know, what do you want it to look like then? Okay, you want to complain about how horrible this is. Tell me what you would desire then. Now let's start having conversations from that place, because I'm not going to have a conversation anymore about what went wrong, who did you wrong, all the things. What do we want it? What do you desire? Let's have conversations from that place.
And you just saying that too, most conversations don't get to that point. That question's never answered. It's never asked.
I'm particularly speaking about my one-on-one sessions and coaching.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go off on tangents in my group coachings too. And I'll say, you know what? We're going to go there for a second, because everyone's going to take something from this.
But what I'm taking from this is we have to go that little further. We have to consciously be aware that that next question has to come automatically, because we stop. We always stop because we don't have that expansion in our brain or in our life to think of that, right?
Yeah.
Because we as a society are held in negativity. So we keep it in that negativity, right? We don't think to the flip side to the other perspective.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. I would say in everyday conversations, and, you know, I will say it if someone has hired me to help them, but in everyday conversations, if it's unsolicited,
isn't that good that you think now? Okay, so now, you know, so anybody who's listening to this is probably thinking, yeah, right. Okay, so I got to go to that next stage, right? And you would never know that unless it wasn't brought up in a conversation like that.
Yeah. Love it. All right. I'm going to practice it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. This is also a learning lesson for me, because I'm going through something right now, you know, and it's, you know, somebody I'm, you know, love dearly. And it's like, okay, I have to go a little bit deeper into asking that individual questions here. And like, where do they want to go now? You've talked about where you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. We just leave it at that. Okay. So now I'm going to go a little bit further, right? And we'll see. Yeah.
Tell me what you want.
Yeah.
Tell me best case scenario.
Yeah,
let's have a conversation from that place.
Right. Yeah. This was such a good conversation. I love it. I love it. So through all your experiences, what is it that you've learned the most? Because you just said a whole bunch of things that you've learned, but there's something I know that sticks out and resonates with you the most. What is it, Brooke?
I will say anything I ask for always shows up in my physical world. And I have learned that time and time again. And I have learned that not only through all the good things, you know, I believe in my way, complaining, focusing on the negative is asking. Mm-hmm. And the more I do that, the more it shows up. And the more I say, this is what I desire, this is where I'm going to start thinking from, this is what I want, this is how I want to make an impact on the world. When I ask for that, that shows up too. So I think the most important thing for me and the biggest impact is being in control of my dominant thoughts. Mm-hmm. And making sure that they're serving me and not disturbing me. And others around me too. When I'm my best self, I'm my best self for everyone else. When I'm my best self, my kids are their best selves. If I'm angry and I'm mad, of course they're going to feel that, right? And I've just come to a place where I just actually had someone say to me this weekend, you are so zen. Like, you are so even. And I was like, I am. Like, I am. That is not something someone would have said to me years ago. I rode the emotions of the circumstances of what was going on in my life, rather than not allowing the circumstances of what was going on in my life and feeling the way I desire to feel based off of what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's been a big thing for me.
Well, not only with you being Zen, so Have you noticed, like I've noticed big time with me, is the fact that how I speak, my language is different too.
Absolutely.
How I communicate is totally different as well. You know, I don't even use the same words.
Absolutely. In so many ways, we could have a whole conversation about that.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, so many things, because, you know, what we speak is, I mean, everything. By I think how we feel is everything, but when it comes out of our mouth and when we're actually like with, you know, people, it's like, I no longer leave a party and go, I wonder if I should have said that. Ooh, I hope that doesn't get to so-and-so. I don't feel really good about that conversation.
I really, truly understand the meaning of what you put out into the world, you will get back, because I've experienced it. I've experienced the good and the bad. And I would much rather have the good than the bad. And I know, just as well as you know, that you are the one that controls all of that. Cause, universal law, cause and effect, right?
100%.
And that is huge. Yeah. So you need to be careful with your thoughts. You need to be careful with your feelings, because all of that is what you attract.
Yeah. Yep. And I will say, like, it, maybe this will be helpful to the viewers, if anyone is saying, well, how do you do that, right? What if you could give anything of where to start, what would you do? And I have to say, my morning practice, and if any of my coaching agents are listening to this, my coaching students are going to laugh, because I talk about this all the time. My morning ritual is not something I do. It is 100% who I am, and I don't play with it. And I start my mornings off with reading, watching listening to a podcast, someone who inspires me, really filling my brain, my mind with what I want to feed it with. And then I journal, and then I meditate and pray, and starting my day in the feeling, in the thoughts, in the vibration of what I desire starts my day so much better. It makes me aware, makes me very, very hyper aware, rather than waking up, responding to emails, rushing to get kids out the door, make breakfast, do all the things. I no longer do that. And it's almost interesting for me to talk about it, because it is simply who I am. It is a part of me. If I don't do it for some reason, something gets thrown off, I am thrown off. And so it's just so important to, it's a conscious decision. It's not something that happens by accident. You have to do it on purpose. And that's something I really want to stress, is people, oh, okay, well, I'll be happy when, or I'll do that when. You got to be aware of it, and you have to want it and make a decision and fill your mind with the right things.
Your morning ritual is very similar to mine, but now I live my life like that. So it's no longer my morning ritual. It's now extended to like my, you know, 6 a.m. up until like 9 p.m. ritual, because I don't listen to the news. I haven't listened to the news for well over a year now. It's going.
Not either.
So I listen to podcasts, you know, inspirational ones all day long. I listen to the coaches all day long on YouTube. I surround myself now with, you know, people that I'm doing interviews and all these inspirational stories like that. That is my whole life now. And then I shut it off at about 9 o'clock. Yeah. But then I will admit, I do have my little trashy shows that I will watch, like Dateline. And like even my housewives of, say, Beverly Hills or whatever it is, right? But it's even getting to the point with that where I'm like, no, I don't even want to put myself in that vibration even for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Right. And so that is like, I'm slowly, you know, getting rid of that old me altogether. You know, and it is like my whole life now is surrounded by that feeling good, because I'm aware. I want to feel good. Why would I want to put myself in a conversation with this? Or why do I want to be around people like that? Or why do I want to subject myself to a particular TV show, that brings me down? I'm the one that hasn't, I'm the one in control of that now. So you know what? Let's just be in that joyful state at all times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is exactly what happens, is it just becomes a lifestyle. The unfollow button on social media is fantastic. Mm-hmm. I do not watch the news. I cannot tell you the last time. I do not care about your gossip or your dirty laundry. It's a completely different way of being, and it's hilarious. I say it's hilarious, but people who just meet me, when they find out my story of, the stuff I put up with and the way that I allowed myself to be treated by some people and looking back at my life and not being able to pay the bills and carrying shame and having just weird, like, things that did not serve me. People that know me now today, they're like, what? That does not match. And I'm like, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. But I didn't become a different person by mistake. It became a different person with intention. And every area of my life, my children, the people I am with, my friendships, like, if it doesn't feel good, if I'm not surrounded by love, I'm just not going to participate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
What is it that you want others to know?
That it doesn't have to stay the way it is. It does not have to stay the way it is. And it doesn't matter who or what tells you. I want you to stop defending all the reasons. I want you to stop, reliving it and giving me all the reasons. I call it the yeah buts. Yeah, but you don't understand. Yeah, but you don't know my situation. Yeah, but oh, I had all the yeah buts in the world. Yeah, but I'm a single mom. Yeah, but I don't have the money for that. Yeah, but I don't have any time. Yeah, but yeah, but yeah, but yeah, but yeah, but. And those are just defending your current situation and keeping you there. And so it doesn't have to be that way. Get rid of the excuses and stop defending your current situation. When you stop defending your current situation and stop living in all the reasons why, and you start deciding what you desire and going from best place scenario, and start living and making decisions from that place, that's when things start to change.
Isn't that funny how what we dislike the most within our lives, we will still defend? Isn't that crazy?
Crazy.
And it all stems from fear, right?
100%. Because why would you allow, like, we almost feel like we have to defend why we are in order to not be judged for our current situation.
But then that puts us back.
It just creates more of it. It's like it's the worst cycle to be in. And most people don't even realize that. I have to over explain myself. I have to defend why this happened. I have to tell you why I made this decision. I have to tell you why I'm in this position. No, you don't.
Yeah. And that just puts you back in your victim.
Understood. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't like, I'll say this, if you don't like one area of your life, do the exact opposite of what you're doing now, right? Like just make a big fat mess of all of it and then do the opposite. Mm-hmm. It doesn't serve you, and you don't have to live that way. You don't have to. I don't care where you came from, what your background is, what you think, what you believe, we all have the same opportunity. We all come from wanting to be loved. We all come from a place of wanting connection. And I think in order to really get that out of your life, you have to lead with that too. Lead with love, not fear.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you now in your life, Brooke?
So I, after 3 years of coaching for my brokerage, I am still selling real estate. However, we have launched our own coaching program and I'm so excited. It's amazing. And just wanting to just touch as many people and teach them exactly about this conversation and give them the tools and the support of really being able to change their story and in turn change their outer situation. So coaching programs are being launched every month. It's just, it's really exciting. And I have a feeling there's probably another book in the works. I look at this book and I go, it's Uncaged. And I go, you know what? I'm so far beyond uncaged right now. I'm soaring. And so, and when I just said that, I got the goosebumps because we're no longer just getting out of the cage. We're soaring. And so I just love the more that we grow and the more that we learn and we become different and better versions of ourselves. You know, I want to go back and I want to undo this whole first book that I wrote and I want to do like go change everything. I go, no, you know what though? That's the message that the people who are there who read that book need to get. So I'm going to leave that one alone. And there's going to be another one. And I don't know exactly when, but it's brewing. And so.
Well, and you've also set the intention out to write a book. And yeah, you will.
Yeah, absolutely. But right now, the intent is to just coach and help as many people who maybe either feel broke or broken like I did, and they're just telling themselves a story that's not serving them. And coaching for me is taking, you know, you and I had the conversation earlier about coaching for me, the way I coach is taking people from where they are right now to where they want to go by asking the questions and having them look within. And how they do that is their journey. But mm-hmm. the most important thing is to really uncover the story and to get where you're going and tell yourself a new story. So that's coaching for me. And that I feel like that's my superpower just by knowing the right questions to ask and really helping people become their best selves. And so I'm really passionate about that. And that's what we're doing now. So it's awesome.
Are there any final words that you would like to say to the audience?
You know, I just want to say, first of all, Shannon, I think you're incredible. Oh, you are so inspiring to all of us. And like, I'm getting emotional. So I love strong women who own their story and turn it around to help as many people as they possibly can. And you're doing that. You're doing that with this podcast. You're doing this with all of your speaking opportunities. And I just hope that anyone listening knows that if they have a story or if they feel broke or broken or unworthy or whatever, you can absolutely turn that around and help so many people who are where you are at now. And I want to thank you for doing that too and paving the path because I think it's beautiful.
Thank you. You're going to make me cry.
So really proud to be in your community and really proud to just, I don't believe in coincidences. So I just think that anyone listening to this is listening to it because they asked for it, knowingly or unknowingly. And I just hope that somehow, some way, they find the strength within to create what they think is their weakness into their superpower.
Thank you. I want to let the audience know as well that in the notes of the podcast is where you will find Brooke's book, where you can buy it, all the information to lead you to Brooke. And oh, wow, this was a really, really good interview. I loved every minute of it. So I want to thank you, Brooke, for being on the podcast. And I want to thank you so much for being a part of my journey.
Thank you. I'm honored.
I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me. And don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode. And please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.